and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Monday morning. Right now, not too bad of a start to the day, a little mix of sun and clouds, but boy, later today I saw a radar, and it looks like we're going to get some heavy rain around 4 or 5 o'clock and then into the evening hour, so keep that in mind. High tonight, today of 72, and then tonight, cloudy chance of rain, low near 60, and then for Tuesday, cloudy with showers and a high near 73. As I mentioned, Licking County Commissioner Rick Black is our guest today. And Commissioner, you are an old farmhand. I mean, you keep your eyes to the weather, do you not? I mean, this would not have been fun for you, would it?
This is not good farming weather. It's just, we can't get soil dry. Just cannot get it dry. Mm-hmm. It gets almost there where we can start doing some work, and then it rains and shuts us down for a few days. Now, it doesn't shut me down because I've retired from it. But like I told you, Dave, you can take the boy off the farm, but you can't take the farm off the boy.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm a true example of that. So,
what's worse for a farmer, drought or heavy rain?
It just depends. Sort of like pick your poison. When it's wet like this, you can't get the crops planted, and if you get a drought, why, they don't want to grow very well. So it's neither one is good.
The weather, and then the other thing you and I were talking about, and I don't care how you come out on the tariffs and what is happening nationally, but boy, does that have a awful hard impact on farmers. I don't think a lot of us understand
No, commodity prices are just not good at all. And input prices are up, commodity prices are down. It's not a good mix. It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's really, the margins are already tight, but they're getting worse.
But as you mentioned, you're always going to have that farm in you. I mean, do you kind of still look at some farms as you're driving by going, oh, yeah, I could do that? Or are you just like, man, am I glad I'm not doing that?
A lot of times I'm glad I'm not doing it, but I look at it and I'm a little bit envious. Sometimes I see a great crop growing and say, you know, I really enjoy doing that stuff. And I miss it, but I don't miss it. Yeah. Mixed bag.
Yep. Yesterday was Mother's Day. I know we were talking. You had a couple of your boys in town. It's just always good to get the family
together. It is. And fortunately, our two of our boys live locally. The other one's in Kansas. Well, sort of locally. One Cincinnati, one Galena. But they came. Andy came up Friday, and Brent is up at Galena, and they came down yesterday for Mother's Day brunch downtown, and we had a great time together. Just a great weekend. Beth says this was a great Mother's Day, so you know, hey, Mom's happy.
Mom's happy, Dad's happy, and it was beautiful weather. So
beautiful weather.
Couldn't
have been a better day.
No, I'm with you. Now, you mentioned, you know, going downtown, and we were just talking about this past weekend, how many different things are going on, were going on this weekend. They had the Food Truck Festival on Saturday, Newark Granville Symphony Orchestra. You folks had a concert. I mean, it's just that time of the year, Commissioner.
Oh, it's busy. I mean, Beth and I started the day out with the Master Gardeners program. We're looking at establishing some pollinator plots at our new place. So we went down for that to you know, sort of get some guidance on how we want to go about this. It was very, very busy out there at the Master Gardeners plot out there on East Main Street. Lots of people there. They had a plant sale that morning, and just they sold a bunch of plants to people to put in their flower beds or their gardens or whatever. Great activity. Great activity.
That's kind of a little quiet gym, is it not, the Master Gardener? I mean,
yeah,
I know they do a lot of things throughout the year, but this is their, obviously, busy time.
Yep.
But, I mean, that really is kind of a nice little thing here
they've
in the community.
They've got a fantastic setup, and it's all volunteers. They're all volunteers, but, you know, in the past couple of years, they got themselves a little greenhouse out there where they can do starter plants on their own and so forth, and they've got a garden plot that is just phenomenal, just the variety of stuff they have in it.
Mm-hmm. You talked about you're not farming anymore, but here you are going over there to learn how to do pollinator.
Yeah, going to learn how to do a pollinator plot. Total shift in my psyche.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow, you talk about that really getting out of the system.
I used to want to get rid of that stuff out in the fields, but now I'm trying to grow. But we do need, you know, the farmers do need the bees and so forth to help with pollination. A lot of our stuff self-pollinates, but there's stuff we want to make sure it gets well pollinated.
Mm-hmm. And those classes were free, were they not?
Yeah. They were free. I mean, that's, like I said, it's done by the Extension Service and Soil and Water. And, you know, like I said, there was a good crowd out there, very informative. Mm-hmm. Very informative.
You talk about soil and water. How important are they to the health of Licking County?
They work on drainage project, help with drainage projects. They work on keeping the streams clean as best they can. They provide a lot of valuable service.
Now, I'm assuming for a guy who grew up on the land, that really has got to turn your butter, so to speak, when
yep.
you see some of the things that people are doing.
Oh,
as
yeah.
far as,
I conservation mean, practices are so important.
Yeah.
We've got so much problem with soil erosion from various activities, construction, just the natural work that goes on the farms. But, we've had so many of these heavy rains, and it's just really, it bothers me to see these ruts and gullies coming in some of these fields.
Mm-hmm. As commissioners, when folks are talking about development, I don't think folks understand the process. Let's just say Dave Doney Construction comes in and said, hey, I'd like to do this over here. You have to look at everything.
And
the soil and the impact. I know there was a lot of talk out in Alexandria. I know you didn't have anything to do with that, with the asphalt and that. But, I mean, you folks down at the commissioner's office, you got to take some time to look at all those things.
We do. I mean, when a construction project comes in, we're concerned about the impact it's going to have on the resources in the area, the drainage. We want to keep our streams clean as best we can. It's just, there's a whole variety of things we have to look at.
Yeah, I see. A lot of times folks will say, development, that's great. Bring it in. Taxes, workers. And
yeah.
There's a lot that goes into that.
There's a lot that goes into that. We've got people that they see a flat piece of ground, what a great place for mm-hmm. a construction site, for commercial or whatever. And you say, okay, there's a lot of things we got to look at mm-hmm. coming in there. The traffic, if it's near a floodplain, the impact that'll have.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, that's for sure. All right, speaking of a lot going on, it was May 1st, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, May 1st was Law Day, and I was down there, you were there, a big crowd for the Licking County Courthouse, the West Courtroom. I got to tell you something, Commissioner Black, I just walked around in there and was just, and you had been telling me, like, Dave, wait till you see how it's been, mm-hmm. it exceeded my expectations when I walked
Words
in there.
Words cannot describe that courtroom being refurbished. As we said, in my lifetime until now, I had no idea what those murals on the ceilings were. You couldn't see them from all the years of, the courthouse was built coal heat,
mm-hmm.
coal fireplaces. The windows were open, in the summer, letting in goodness knows what, up until 30 years ago or thereabouts, the smoking was very common, back in the 50s and 40s, 50s and 60s, court was held, people were in there smoking cigars and cigarettes and pipes, I'm sure. And all those years, decades of accumulation of stuff on those ceilings and the walls accumulated. And to go in there and see it restored back to what we think was original, wow.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And then just the history that was there. I know Jeff Gill talked about that you put the two new, plaster. I don't know what they were made out of, but they had the two new pictures
yep.
that were put up, murals that were put up. It was amazing to hear the history and then to hear Judge Marceline talk a little
yes.
bit about it. And just you're in there. And I mean, I just kept looking around going, this is beautiful. And now, again, a lot of folks are going to be like, you spent money on the courthouse. And I get it. People, want to see something else done. I get it. But you have to preserve that history.
Oh, yes. We have to preserve the history of this county and our forefathers. It's so important that we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a project that turned out way better than I anticipated.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was going to be great, but it's beyond great. Like I said, it's a wow thing.
It is. And I know you had the open house afterwards, and you had the dedication ceremony at 11, and then you had an open house from 1 to 4. And from what I was told, all afternoon long was just a
yes.
steady stream of people coming through there.
As near as we can tell, we had almost 500 people come through.
Mm-hmm.
And that, the weather was iffy that day, but to have the people interested, that much interest. And people, I encourage people to go down there and look. Now, bear in mind, it's an active courtroom. If you go in there and they're having court, you have to be respectful of that. But a good time to go down there and probably get in there without anything else going on. Fridays, there's not much going on in that courtroom.
Yeah.
And I encourage people to go down there and take a look. It's their court. their courthouse, their courtroom. Their tax dollars went into to restoring it.
Yeah. How many folks did you, I mean, I don't know how, I'm sure you got a chance to talk to some, were there folks who said, I've never been in the courthouse itself, let alone the courtroom?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yes, there are people. Mm-hmm. And you know, people joke, say, I haven't had to go there, so I'm not going.
So, and I'm with you.
I understand that.
I'm not going to argue that point either. I mean, I'm good with that. Before we take a quick break, you folks just had a retirement of a longtime employee in Pam Jones.
Yeah, Pam Jones, we miss her. We already miss her. But, you know, we're happy for her. She's reached retirement. Her last day was also her birthday. And so, you know, we sort of pulled out all the stops for a farewell party for her. But she's still in the area. She was there for the courtroom dedication, but an awesome employee for Licking County. It just did so much stuff behind the scenes that people never saw, and even stuff I didn't see. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been there for 11 years, and I didn't see what all she did, never did. But she was such a valuable asset to our team.
Yeah, 27 years, I believe.
I believe so.
27 years. And, you know, it sounds kind of, you know, mushy and all that, but you do become like a family.
Yes.
That's how I look at, I've been here 18 years, and that's how I look at these folks.
Yeah.
They're not employees.
You have your work family.
Yeah, they are, and they're good people. And when you find somebody, that makes it even better when they do their job.
That makes it better, yep.
So she's 27 years, so we wish her nothing but the best. And I did see her down there. I think Commissioner Bubb even made mention of her during his speech. Mm-hmm. Okay, who would have guessed Commissioner Bubb talking? I know. It's a little hard to believe. I get it. We'll take a quick break.
No comment.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, our special guest today, Licking County Commissioner Rick Black. Sunshine right now, but clouds and rain supposed to roll in this afternoon. High right around 72, then cloudy tonight, chance of rain. And the same for Tuesday, cloudy with showers and a high near 73. Real quick, before we jump into some other conversations, really some great news for the Licking County Airport maybe folks aren't aware of.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Here recently, the Ohio Aviation Association awarded the Licking County Regional Airport Airport of the Year Award. And that's a big deal for a small airport like this. You know, Terry Treneff, who is on the board out there, deserves much of the credit. He works tirelessly out there, looking after things, making sure, you know, the grounds are well kept, the buildings are in good shape, staff's doing what they're supposed to do. And that's a real feather in our hat here in Licking County to get that award from the Ohio Association.
Yeah.
And we're real pleased about that.
How important is that for economic? We were talking about economic development earlier. Oh, I mean, that's a big piece of it, isn't it?
Yes,
not?
We have aircraft come in from all over the country for local businesses here in Licking County. It's not unusual to have them in there, someone in there every day. Not a bit, very, mm-hmm. very commonplace. When Bear was building their facility out there in the Port Authority, their jet flew in and out almost every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to have it because there's a lot of cities that would love to have something that to bring folks in.
And that, you know, that's a high quality airport out there. It really is. It's modern. It's up to date. New terminal. New repair shop, plenty of facilities, storage facilities, and so forth. So, yeah, it's a tremendous asset to the community.
And people always would hear it as Newark Heath Airport. Well, as you mentioned, nope, signs are changed now.
Licking County Regional Airport.
Yeah.
It is property of the Licking County Commissioners. We've got a board that operates it, and they do a good job operating, and we really appreciate the efforts they put into it.
All right. Some other things that are taking place. Obviously, we had the election back on May 5th, and good news for folks here in Licking County, especially when it comes to children. The Children's Services Levy passed. I know I talked to Licking County Job and Family Services Director Jennifer Ellis Brunn, and she couldn't thank folks enough because obviously she sees it every day.
Yes.
You know about it. These
yep.
funds were so needed.
They were so necessary. We've got hundreds of kids that there's just issues, sometimes family issues, sometimes some personal health issues and so forth, financial issues. And they desperately need the assistance. And I just look at those people. I look look at what they do, and I say, God bless them. They got tough jobs, but they're just it's amazing how many families and children are so desperately in need of this assistance.
I gotta believe that's one of the hardest things that you have to do on
it
a
is.
Daily basis. And when you hear these stories, and again, I know folks who work over there, and I know folks in law enforcement, they're just like, you have no idea
yeah.
how tough.
And I don't know how they do it day after day after day.
Yeah,
and still maintain some sanity in their personal life. I admire them, I respect them, I tip my hat to them.
Yeah, they somehow have that fortitude to get it done. Another thing, and I know you were in here, and County Commissioner Tim Bubb, we're talking about a statewide issue, too, that helps to pay. And you know this from being a township trustee, how important these funds were. And it passed overwhelming, but there were still folks
oh,
who were
yes.
like, no, we don't want any part of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not a tax. You know, it's just the state can sell bonds and use it for state and local road and bridge projects. The villages, the cities all benefit from it. It just does so much good for the whole state, and we're so glad it passed because that's how we get a lot of our infrastructure repaired, replaced, maintained.
Yeah, it's tough, and I can only imagine I can't imagine what it would be like for a city or a county, but the townships too.
Oh.
I mean, if they had that money gutted from them.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, bridge work and all those kind of
yes.
things.
Oh yes, and there again, the cost of all that is just continually going up and up and up. So we're so grateful to have that financial assistance.
Yep, got a lot going on this summer, and one of the big things I know taking place, and again, Commissioner Bubb and I have talked about that, America's 250th. As a matter of fact, you had the director, if I'm not mistaken, was here for the courtroom
yes.
Renovation project and down for the rededication ceremony. Talk a little bit about what is going to be happening in June with this.
Well, the Licking County Historical Alliance is having a bicentennial celebration of the Ohio Erie Canal System. And so on June 28th, that's a Saturday, it's at 10 a.m., it's going to happen at the Canal Market District. It's free. I mean, I understand Governor DeWine may be there. And to celebrate the bicentennial of the Ohio Erie Canal that came through Licking County.
Mm-hmm. The 250th, I know a lot of folks are like, well, you know, I'll go to some of these, but you can get involved as well, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
You folks can use volunteers to help mm-hmm. with some of these sites,
yep.
some of these events.
Yep, sure can. Mm-hmm. I mean, the program that day is going to have historical exhibits, kids' activities, musical performances, storytelling, some guest speakers, food trucks, lots of food trucks. We all love food trucks. And there's going to be a canal boat contest for kids. And I'm not sure what all that involves. But, you know, if you want to know more about it, contact Howard Long at the Historical Society, 740-345-7848.
How important is that Historical Society for what you do to say, okay, look, I know we've got something going on here, but I need some. Do you kind of keep staying in touch with the Historical
yes,
Society?
Yes, yeah. Howard's real good about coming in and telling us when events are upcoming and so forth. There's just so many things especially with the 250th. I mean, they're going around in all the cemeteries around the county finding burial plots of Revolutionary War veterans and recognizing them, Civil War stuff. It's just amazing what they go looking for. Howard's been a tremendous asset to the Historical Society.
And finally, when it comes to something like that, and again, you said on the Lakewood School Board, you talk about you got to teach the kids the history.
Oh, yes.
It's the perfect way
history
to do it.
History is so important. You know, so many people don't realize what it took to from where we started to where we are now. And I kind of feel sorry for school teachers. I mean, I think everything that I learned back in the 60s and 70s is still important today. And that's been 50 years ago. We got 50 more years of history to pile on that. I don't know how they're going to get it all done.
That part you don't have to worry about anymore, just like you don't have to worry about farming anymore.
Yeah, but I still think it's important. I do stay in tune with it.
And then finally, for folks, you know, to learn more about their government, there's easy ways to do it. Come down to a commissioner's meeting.
Sure.
And just, you know, you guys meet Thursday morning.
Morning, start at 9 o'clock and go till business is done. We're always happy to have visitors come in, get acquainted with us, see what we do. Some days it's kind of slow and boring, you know, but most days it's interesting, and some days it's hot and heavy, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think there's some topics that folks, and I've been down there, that can get the blood boiling.
Oh, yes.
Well, Commissioner, I appreciate you coming in today to talk about what's going on in Licking County, and appreciate all your hard work down there. And Mother's Day was sounded like a great. Now you don't have to worry about going back to the farm. You don't have to worry about doing any of that anymore.
But I've got plenty to do today, Dave. Don't worry.
Oh, I bet the wife has. You have something to do today.
No. She the rest of the day's my day.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. So, but I'll stop in and give my wife a hug.
Commissioner Black, I appreciate you coming in today. Be sure to join us Wednesday, as we will have Captain Kelly Collins on for the Pirate Fest, Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest, taking place this weekend. Captain Kelly will give us all the information on what's going to be happening out at Buckeye Lake. Should be a fun few days as we have the Buckeye Pirate Fest 2025 coming up this weekend.